ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరిః ఓం. సదాశివసమారంభాం శంకరాచార్యమ్యమాం అస్మదాచార్యపర్యంతం వందే గురుపరంపరాం. సద్గురుచరణారవిందాభ్యాం నమః. ఓం పూర్ణమదః పూర్ణమిదం పూర్ణాత్ పూర్ణముదచ్యతే పూర్ణస్య పూర్ణమాదాయ పూర్ణమేవావశిష్యతే. ఓం శాంతే శాంతే శాంతిః. శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరిః ఓం. బృహదారణ్యక ఉపనిషత్ చాప్టర్ 1 సెక్షన్ 5 మంత్ర 16. అత్ర త్రయో వావలోకాః మనుష్యలోక పితృలోకః దేవలోక ఇతి. సోయం మనుష్యలోకః పుత్రేణైవ జయ్యః నాన్యేన కర్మణా. కర్మణా పితృలోకః విద్యయా దేవలోకః. దేవలోకో వై లోకానాం శ్రేష్ఠః తస్మాద్ విద్యాం ప్రశంసంతి. సో ఇన్ ది ప్రీవియస్ 2 శ్లోకాస్ ది షోడశ కళ ప్రజాపతి వాస్ టాక్డ్ అబౌట్ హూ ది రిజల్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది పాంక్త కర్మ అండ్ పాంక్త ఉపాసన. ద షోడశ కళ ప్రజాపతి వాస్ ది రిజల్ట్ ఆఫ్ దాట్. సో ది ఉపనిషత్ హ్యాస్ జనరలీ టాక్డ్ అబౌట్ ది పాంక్త కర్మ అండ్ పాంక్త ఉపాసన అండ్ దర్ ఫలం. వి సా ఆల్ దోస్ ఇన్ ది లాస్ట్ వెబినార్. సో ఇన్ దిస్ మంత్ర ది ఉపనిషత్ డిస్టింక్ట్లీ టాక్స్ అబౌట్ వాట్ ఈస్ కర్మ అండ్ ఉపాసన ఫలం, ది బెనిఫిట్స్ ఆఫ్ దాట్. అండ్ ద ఉపనిషత్ వాంట్స్ టు క్లారిఫై ద బెనిఫిట్ ఆఫ్ డూయింగ్ పాంక్త కర్మ అలోన్ అండ్ పాంక్త కర్మ ఉపాసన సముచ్చయ సాధన బోత్ టుగెదర్ అండ్ సాధ్యంస్ వాట్ మీన్స్ క్యాన్ గెట్ వాట్ ఎండ్స్. దట్ ఈస్ అ క్వశ్చన్. త్రూ దో ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇన్సిడెంటల్ ఇన్ సప్తాన్న బ్రాహ్మణ, దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ సబ్జెక్ట్ వీఆర్ డూయింగ్ నౌ, సప్తాన్న బ్రాహ్మణం. ఇట్ ఈస్ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ మంత్ర, ఆఫన్ కోటెడ్ బై శంకరాచార్య. అండ్ వాట్ ఈస్ ఇట్స్ ఇంపార్టెన్స్ దట్ వీ విల్ సీ లేటర్. అండ్ ఫస్ట్ వీ విల్ డిస్కస్ ది కాంటెంట్ ఆఫ్ ది శ్లోక. ఇన్ ది శ్లోక ది ఉపనిషత్ టాక్స్ అబౌట్ 3 సాధనాస్ అండ్ 3 సాధ్యాస్ అండ్ విల్ ఆఫన్ బి రెఫర్డ్ ఇన్ డిస్కసింగ్ టాపిక్స్ ఆఫ్ సన్యాస లేటర్, నాట్ రైట్ నౌ. సన్యాస టాపిక్ వెన్ ఇట్ కమ్స్ విల్ బి డిస్కసింగ్ దిస్ లేటర్. పుత్రః, కర్మ అండ్ ఉపాసన ఆర్ ది 3 సాధనాస్. పుత్రః ఈస్ ద సన్ ఈస్ కన్సిడర్డ్ టు బీ అన్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ మీన్స్ టు వాట్ ఎండ్, దట్ వీ విల్ సీ లేటర్. అండ్ సెకండ్ ఈస్ కర్మ, ఫిజికల్ యాక్టివిటీ, ఎస్పెషలీ వైదికం కర్మ. అండ్ ద నెక్స్ట్ సాధన ఈస్ ఉపాసన. ఉపాసన ఈస్ టర్మ్డ్ ఇన్ దిస్ మంత్ర యాజ్ విద్య. వీ హ్యావ్ టు బి కేర్ఫుల్. విద్య హియర్ మీన్స్ ఉపాసన. We must remember word Vidya is very loosely used in scriptures. In fact, one of the biggest controversy between Advaitam and Vishishta Advaitam is about the meaning of the word Vidya. Wherever or in most of the places where we take Vidya as Jnanam, they take it as Upasana. In fact, even in this mantra, Shankaracharya debates on this particular word. In the famous mantra, Brahmavit Apnoti Param, in Taittiriya Upanishad, it says Brahma Vidya gives moksha. Advaitin say Brahman knowledge gives moksha. Whereas Vishishta Advaitin, they say Brahma Upasana gives moksha. Then they say Brahman is Vishnu and therefore it is Vishnu Upasana. So Pramanam is Brahma Vit Apnoti Param. Thus the word Vidya is usually loosely. And why the Upanishad makes this loose exposition of these words? For that also, Shankaracharya gives this justification. It is because knowledge also is vritti rupam. And vritti means thoughts. And upasana also is vritti rupam. So, mano vrittyatmaka atmakatvat ubayoho. Both are called vidya. And upasana we classify as what? Karma. Upasana we classify it as karma only, whereas vidya or knowledge is not accepted as karma by us. Why, etc., we will discuss this in some other context. This much it is adequate to remember now. So vidya has got 2 meanings. One is upasana, another is jnana. So when vidya is taken as upasana, it comes under manasa karma. And when vidya is taken as jnanam, it is not taken as karma. And therefore, if moksha is said to be upasana palam, it will come under karma palam only. Now Shankaracharya argues in this context, vidya means upasana. That is one point. And another point is, we talk about karma independent of upasana, that is kevala karma without upasana, which is one type of sadhana which can produce some certain results. We also talk about another sadhana, that is karma blessed or reinforced by upasana, that is upasana samuchitam karma. We have seen all these things in various contexts earlier. But we don't talk of kevala karma, kevala upasana. We talk about kevala karma, but not kevala upasana. It never exists. So grahastha means he can do karma alone, or he can do karma plus upasana. He cannot say that he will do only upasana without karma. Karma is nityam, and he should do it as long as he continues in grahastha ashrama. Karma is compulsory for him. What are the three sadhanas? Putra, kevala karma, and upasana samuchitam karma. These are the three sadhanas. For these three sadhanas, three phalams are also mentioned. And what are they? Putrena ayam loko jayaha. Through putra, he gets manushya loka after death. Karmana pitru lokaha. That is kevala karmana, only by karma. Upasana asamuchita karmana, without upasana, just only kevala karma. This is karma without upasana, and the phalam is pitru loka. That's Pitruloka, we can call it as lower heaven among the heavens. And then Vidyaya. Vidyaya means Upasana Samuchita Karmana, Karma and Upasana together, Karma Sagita Upasanaya, Devaloka. So heavens, higher heavens like Brahma Loka, etc., one gets. And if you want to put it in another language, Karmana Swargaha, Vidyaya Brahma Lokaha, and of these three sadhyams, which is the greatest? The greatest among them is Devaloka or Brahmaloka. Then what is the greatest among the three sadhanas? It is Karma Sahita Upasana. Therefore, the Upanishad says, Tasmat Vidyam Prashamsanti. All people prashamsanti, praise. They praise Upasana because it gives the highest loka. Now Shankaracharya comes with a quotation. He says, he quotes this mantra to say that all these three will not help a mumukshu, one who is desirous of getting moksha. Since these three are sadhanas, they can give only manushya loka or bhuloka or lower heavens only, bhuvar loka, higher heavens and also suvar loka and all that. All three will not help a mumukshu since he is not interested in manushya loka, swarga loka, even brahma loka. Therefore, putra, patni, karma and upasana are not useful for him. Therefore, what we should do then? Acharya says that he should become a sannyasi. Acharya always insists on becoming sannyasi. Na karmana na prajayadhane na. Here, dana means karma plus upasana. So, in establishing sannyasa, Shankaracharya quotes this mantra. Upanishad has not promised moksha through putra, karma or upasana, or through karma and upasana together. Therefore, one has to go from jnanam, go for jnanam, giving up all the other three to gain moksha. It is in this context he talks about this in this particular place. Going to shloka number 17. Atathas samprattihi yada praishyan manyate ata putramaha tvam brahma tvam yajnaha tvam loka iti sa putra pratyaha aham brahma aham yajnaha aham loka iti yadvai kincha anuktam tasya sarvasya brahmetyekata yevai kecha yajnaha Tesham sarvesham yajna yityekata yevaikecha lokaha tesham sarvesham loka yityekata yetavadva idam sarvam yetanma sarvam sannayamitaha abhunajaditi tasmat putramanusishtam लोक्यमाहुः तस्मादेन मनुषा सती स यदा एवंवित् अस्माल्लोकात् प्रैति अत एभिरेव प्राणैः सह पुत्रमाविशति स यद्यनेन किञ्चित् स यद्यनेन किञ्चित् अक्ष्णिया कृतं भवति तस्मादेनं सर्वस्मात् पुत्रो मुञ्चति तस्मात् पुत्रो नाम स पुत्रेणैव अस्मिन् लोके प्रतितिष्ठति अत येन मेते दैवाः प्राणा अमृता आविशन्ति. टु रीड् इट् वितौट् स्वरा इस् ए लिटल् अन्यूश्वल् बिकास् दिस् आर् स्वरास्. इन् दि प्रीवियस् मन्त्र त्री साधनम्स् अण्ड् त्री साध्यम्स् वर् सेट्. पुत्रेण अयं लोकः जय्यः, कर्मणा पितृलोकः, विद्यया देवलोकः. वि सा दट् आफ् दीस् कर्मणा पितृलोकः, विद्यया देवलोकः ईस् ईसियर् टु अण्डर्स्टाण्ड्. कर्म टु पितृलोक, विद्या टु देवलोक, सिन्स् साधन कर्म अण्ड् उपासन इस् डन्. सो दि कर्म अण्ड् उपासन टु दट् अण्ड् पुत्रेण अयं लोको जय्यः. हौ केन् पुत्र लीड् टु सच् अ फलम् इस् द क्वश्चन्. Therefore, the Upanishad itself clarifies it in the 17th mantra. And what is the content of this mantra? Here the Upanishad says, suppose there is a karma upasana samuchaya karta, a person who does both karma and upasana together. He has done lot of karmas and upasana, and he might have done commissions and omissions. When he did all that, they may become obstacles in getting the phalam of getting higher lokas or brahma loka. If such a problem comes, the Upasaka can save himself by asking his son to do whatever is required to be done. Before death, through a special ritual, the father hands over the responsibility, power of attorney, to his son and tells him to complete them and to do whatever prayaschittam has to be done to release him from these obstacles. Thereafterwards, the putra does certain karmas, he does prayaschittas. By that what happens is, obstacles on the way to higher loka of the father, they get released or removed. And the Veda itself gives this provision as a special class, because according to law of karma, whoever does karma, he alone or she alone gets the benefit. Yaha karta saha eva bhokta, that is the general rule. Utsargaha. But Shastram provides certain exceptions called apavadas, where one performs action and somebody else gets the benefit. That is not a general rule in exceptional cases. The exceptions are not decided by us, but only by Shastras. This handing over of father's responsibility to son at the time of death is called Sampratikarma. In this shloka, you heard the word Samprati. That's what this means. So, Sampradana Karma, derived from the root Dha. So, Sampradanam, handing over all the responsibilities and should be acceptable to son also. Father may be gladly giving up, but son should be able to accept. So, the Upanishad says, Anusishtaha Putraha. He alone can say it. And a cultured and a believing Putra alone can help, and not a non-believer Putra. That karma is talked about in this mantra. And the son also should have the yogyata to do that. Actually, to give you a simple example, it's a personal thing. When my father, when he passed away, he wanted to do Brahma Medha. The samskara for him, Brahma Medha samskara we wanted to do. Normally, we do the normal kind of, you know, cremation and all that. But he wanted Brahma Medha. And normally scholars, people who are all very proficient in Shastras and who are well-read in scholarly people, who are in the Vaidik Dharma so much, for them such a samskara is done. But when somebody wants that to be done, the karta who does should have the qualification and the ability to do that, because it is a very long samskara involving lot of recitation of mantras. Each time the purohit, the priest, cannot be teaching him to do that, he should be able to follow with him fastly. So when my father wanted to do it, he told me, you may be able to do it, please do it. Make sure that you do Brahma Maya samskara. And when I went to Chennai to do that, the Dikshitar who came to do that, he first asked the question, who is the karta? And when I told myself and others who told about me to him, then he was glad that he would be willing to do that karma for my father with me as the karta. So many times even the father wants to give the power of attorney to the son should be able to do it also. That is, these are all conditions in sastras. So that karma is talked about in this mantra here. And how does the transfer takes place is the question. The Upanishad says, father should call his son nearby and address him. How? Tvam Brahma, Tvam Yajna, Tvam Lokaha, you are Veda. Brahma here means Veda, the Veda. You are Veda, you are Yajna, and you are all the Lokas. And now on, you only should complete whatever is uncompleted by me and do prayaschittam for any mistake committed by me in my performance. Because of this, whatever obstacles are there for father's higher goals, the son removes them by completing the karmas and doing prayaschittam. And the son absolves the father for his commissions and omissions in doing his karmas. Now father is free to get whatever palams are due to him. And the Upanishad says, as he has transferred all powers to his son, right after death, father himself enters the son as it were. As Vangmana Prana Rupena, Pita Putram Avishati. He enters. Why? To perform his leftover duties. In the form of Putra, the father comes back to this loka after his death. So Putra is Putra also. He is also Pita, performing father's karma. These are all very intriguing things coming in the Upanishad. Therefore, putrena ayam loko jayaha. In the form of son, the father wins the bhuloka, ayam lokaha, and continues to do his sadhana. Since the son fills up the father's incomplete actions and thus protects his father, son is named putraha. Puranat trayate iti putraha. By the completion of the action, Puranat, the son rescues his father from sins and leads him to higher loka. Therefore, the son is called Putraha. This is the essence of this particular section. Shankaracharya, he interprets in a slightly different manner. Suppose the Pita is Hiranyagarbha Upasaka and he has committed some mistakes or left some Upasana incomplete. Then the father will not get Hiranyagarbha Padam because of the incompleteness. When the son completes father's karma and wherever prayaschittam is done, helped by his son, the father attains Hiranyagarbha Padam also. As Hiranyagarbha, then he will pervade all the jivas, sarvan jivan avishati, manushya loke. Therefore, father once again comes to manushya loka as Hiranyagarbha Rupena. And therefore, putrena ayam lokaha jayaha, it is said. So what are the steps now? Putra removes all obstacles. So father becomes Hiranyagarbha. And as Hiranyagarbha, he is in Manushya Loka. Thus he wins Manushya Loka. This is Acharya's Vyakhyana, Shankaracharya's Vyakhyana. Continuing Shloka 18. We will read 18, 19 and 20 together. Prithivyai chaina magnescha daivi vaga vishati savai daivi vaka yaya yadya deva vadati taddad bhavati divas chainam adityacham daivam mana avishati tadvai daivam manaha yena anandhi eva bhavati atho na shochati abhyas chainam chandramasascham daiva prana avishati savai daiva pranaha sa sancharamscha asancharamscha na vyatate ato na rishyati. Here we are considering a father who has done Hiranyagarbha Upasana or Pangta Upasana, and he had done the Samprati Karma also, and because of that his son has removed all the obstacles on the way and the father has become Hiranyagarbha. This is the same. And by becoming Hiranyagarbha, what happens to him? That is said here in this Upanishad, in this place. So until now, as any individual jiva, father has only adhyatma vak, adhyatma manaha, and adhyatma pranaha. That's what he has as a father, as an individual, as a jiva. Until now, he enjoyed individual prana indriyam, individual vak indriyam, individual mana indriyam. How long? When was when a manushya as a father, as a simple jataka, sadhaka, when he was as a simple sadhaka, as a manushya, that's what he was at that. And after he becomes Hiranyagarbha, what will happen to him? All the adhyatma karanams, they are all replaced by adhidaiva karanani. Adhyatma vak was replaced by adhidaivam vak or vak devata. Adhyatma prana by adhidaivam prana or prana devata. And adhyatma manaha by adhidaivam manaha or mano devata. And what are adhidaiva vak, adhidaivam manaha and adhidaivam pranaha? We saw before, prithivi, shariram, agni, devata. And swargaloka is shariram, aditya, devata. And apaha, shariram, and chandrama, devata. So, vak, prana, and mano, devata. We have already seen that. I am just only refreshing for this in this context. So, father enjoys exalted organs as Hiranyagarbha, and thus he has got daivi, vak, daiva, pranaha, and daivam, manaha. That's what he is getting. Divine speech, divine mind, and divine prana. And what is the speciality between manushya vak and daivi vak? Manushi vak can go wrong. Daivi vak is always true. Satya vak bhavati. So what difference between manusham manaha and daivam manaha? Divine and human mind. Divine mind is sarvada anandi bhavati. Mind is divine, always in ananda. Idea is what? If one is confined to individuality, one's life is miserable. And in place of I, include the samashti, no worry at all, and always anandi bhavati. Similarly, what is the difference between individual prana and adhidaiva prana? Individual prana perishes, and as Hiranyagarbha prana, na rishyate, na vyatate, it never perishes. Because prana samashti, it will be there. Body may perish. This is the result of pangta upasana done by the son on behalf of the father. This Hiranyagarbha or Prajapati is glorified in the later portions. So mantra 18 says adhyatma vak is replaced by adhidaiva vak. And mantra 19 says adhyatma manaha is replaced by adhidaivam manaha. And mantra 20, in the beginning it says adhyatma prana is replaced by adhidaiva prana. And Shankaracharya's commentary says adhyatma parichedaha nashyati, upadhi parichedaha nashyati. Now comes the glory of Hiranyagarbha. In the next shloka we will read. Shloka 20. Sa evam vit sarvesham bhutanam atma bhavati yathaisha devata evam saha yatha yetam devatam sarvani bhutan yavanti evam ha evam vidam sarvani bhutan yavanti yadu kincha ima prajaha shochanti amaivasyam tad bhavati punyamevamum gacchati nahavai devan papam gacchati. And the essence of this portion is what? Once the father has become Hiranyagarbha, then all the people worship him and offer oblations, karma, upasana, etc. unto him. Shovanti means, in this context, it means what? The annadi pradhanena, by offering oblations, etc., they glorify and praise him. This is the essence of this mantra. Incidentally, the Upanishad conveys an important thing here. If Hiranyagarbha becomes one with all the manushyas, Hiranyagarbha rupena sarvam apnodi chet, if it becomes like that, because adhidaivam should pervade all the adhyatmam, then one may wonder, all the jivas dukkham also should be borne by Hiranyagarbha. If Hiranyagarbha pervades all the jivas, he should also get the dukkham of all the jivas. But the Upanishad says, no. Punyam eva amum gacchati, papam na gacchati. There is no papam going to the samashti Hiranyagarbha. And Shankaracharya gives the reason here. Abhimana abhavat. Vyashti abhimana is not there. Individual abhimana is not there. For this Anandagiri, he gives an example actually. Like all the worms or microorganisms in the stomach. We pervade all the organisms which are in the stomach. and we get the benefit of these organisms also when they are in the stomach. If they have any worry, it is not for us. Just as the jiva get the benefit of all the krimis, the insects, all these bacteria and all that in the samashti, but it is not having the suffering of the krimis. Abhimana abhavat. Similarly, Hiranyagarbha does not get dukkham of jivas. Anandam eva prapnoti. He enjoys eternal bliss only without an iota of sorrow. This is the phalam of Pantha Upasana, by which one will get Samashti Anna Trayam. What are the three annam? Vagannam, Mana Annam, and Prana Annam. And Samashti Anna Trayam is Hiranyagarbha. A person can attain by doing Pantha Upasana. Shloka 21. Atato Vratami Mamsa Prajapatirha Karmani Sajrite. Tani srishtani anyon yena aspardantam vadishyam eva ahamiti vagdadre dakshyam yahamiti chakshuhu shroshyam yahamiti shrotram eva manyani karmani yata karmam tani mrityuhu shramo bhutva upayeme tan yaptva mrityurava avarundham Tasmat shramyatyeva vakam, shramyati chakshuhum, shramyati shrotram, ata imameva napnot, yoyam madhyama pranaha, tani jnatum dadrire, ayam vaina shreshtaha, yas sancharamscha, asancharamscha, navyatate, ato narishyati, hantasyaiva, sarve rupam asameti, tayetasyaiva, sarve rupam abhavatam, Tasmadeta etenam akyayante prana iti tenah vavam tat kaluma chakshate tat kulama chakshate yasmin kule bhavatim yayevam veda yavuhaivam vidas pardate anushushyatim anushushya haivam antato mriyata iti adhyatmam. Long shloka. So, Sapta Annam has been disclosed. Last three Annams were Vak, Manaha and Prana. And these three Annams alone at the Samsari level, Adhideva level are together called Hiranyagarbha. Samashti level, Adhideva level is called Hiranyagarbha. And we can get this Hiranyagarbha by Pantha Upasana. That was pointed out. Now comes the last topic of this Brahmanam. Among these three, that is Vak, Manaha and Pranaha, which is Shrestha, which is superior. All the three have become Adideva, etc. That's true. But the Upanishad is going to vote for Prana as Shrestha. And therefore, one who does Upasana of Prana gets lot of benefits. Prana Shrestatvam is one topic and Prana Upasana is another topic. And this Prana is also going to be discussed at two levels, the Adhyatma Prana as well Adideva Prana. Thus, Adhyatma Prana Shrestatvam and Adhyatma Prana Upasana and Adideva Prana Shrestatvam and Adideva Prana Upasana. So, this is the topic in these three mantras. So, as part of the Upasanas, a small analysis is being done here. That is Upasana Anga Rupena, analysis of Vrata. So, Vrata Mimamsa. Vrata means a resolve, a resolution. Whose Vratam? The vratam of all the organs. All the organs, they took a vratam, it seems. We will discuss about that vratam. Later, all the devatas also take a vratam. And this also we will discuss. Therefore, karananam vratam imamsa and devatanam vratam imamsa as part of upasana. We are going to discuss. For this, some kind of a story-like section comes here. And we will see the essence of that story-like section. When Lord created the organs, Lord gave functions also to every organ. The function of eye to see, ear to hear, mouth to speak and eat. And the prana also was given a function, namely by throbbing. It keeps itself alive and living. So through parispandhana rupena parthanam. And all the organs were watching these functions and then they saw one peculiarity. And what is that? All the organs, after doing the functions throughout the day, they become tired. Why? Because Yama Dharmaraja, Mrityu, in the form of tiredness, pervades these organs. Eyes won't see, ears won't hear, hands don't work. Mrityu pervades all of them in the form of shramaha, tiredness, fatigue. And all of them die a temporary death, death during sleep. They take rest, they go through. Whereas what they find, the prana never gets tired. During supnavasthayam api pranaha samscharamscha. Prana is active. In sushupti avastha also, prana is functioning. Therefore, Yamadharma Raja, in the form of shramaha or tiredness, does not seem to attack or affect the prana. Therefore, all the organs decided to merge into prana and assume the essential nature of prana. We are talking about the indriyams, various indriyas. So, the essential nature of prana is throbbing with life. So, let our essential nature also be prana. That's what all organs thought. So that we would not be pervaded by mrityu. So, they all changed themselves and assumed the essential nature of prana. All organs became prana itself essentially. Therefore, all organs are also called prana. The name of the eye, ear, mouth, pancha jnanendriyas, pancha karmendriyas, all of them are called prana, all of them. That is why in Mundaka Upanishad we already saw this. Tapta prana prabhavanti tasmat sapta saptartishat samidas sapta jiva jihvaha. We saw that thing in Mundaka Upanishad. So, taptaham pranaha indriyani only. And an incidental question will also come. If all the organs are called pranaha, how to differentiate indriyams and prana? And they say all indriyams are called amukhya prana, whereas original prana is called mukhya or madhyama pranaha. So prana only is in form of all organs. So when the prana shakti is weaker, all other organs also become weaker. Without food, prana becomes weaker and organs don't function properly. And because of this reason, another thing also happens, it seems. During sushupti, during sleep, deep sleep, all organs do not die. They remain in prana in unmanifest form. Jnanendriyani, karmendriyani, they merge into prana during sleep. In jagratavastha, from that prana shakti itself, all indriyams come back to life and they never die. So all organs took a vratam. We all will become essentially pranaswarupam. That is why live chakshuhu, live ears, live manaha, they are live prana. So all of them are alive first. And then they function maybe sometime. They don't actually function sometime. So that liveliness, that throbbing with life is called pranaha, essential nature. This is the vrata mimamsa, inquiring into this vrata. Then whoever does this upasana, namely prana is immortal, prana doesn't get tired, is essential nature of all the organs, iti yaha upaste, one who does this upasana will not get tired also, will be ever lively. Some will always be tired. This is some people's problem. If they do this upasana, in the night also, they will feel fresh. Not only that, if anybody comes to quarrel with him, and because of quarrel, the other person only will get tired and even die perhaps, and this upasakam will never get tired. Therefore, antato mriyate. This antato mriyate, Upanishad says, antato mriyate, anusushya mriyate. Thus, adhyatma pranam, prana upasakas are ever alive and will win over. It makes a person strong and healthy. Now we'll extend this to Adi Daivam also at the Devata level. Mantra 22. Atha Adi Daivatam Jolishyam Yevam Ahamiti Agnir Dardrem Tapspyam Ahamiti Adityaham Vasyam Ahamiti Chandramaham Evamanya Devataham Atha Daivatam Sayataisham Prananam Madhyama Pranaham Eva Metesam Devatanam Vayuhum Lochantim Hyanya Devataha Na Vayuhum Saisha Anastamitam Devatayad Vayuhum. We will read Mantra 23 also and see the meaning together. Ataisha Shloko Bhavatim ಯತಶ್ಚೋದೇತಿ ಸೂರ್ಯ ಹಸ್ತಂ ಯತ್ರ ಚ ಗಚ್ಚತಿ ಇತಿ ಪ್ರಾಣಾದ್ವಾಯೇಷ ಉದೇತಿ ಪ್ರಾಣೋಸ್ತಮೇತಿ ತಂ ದೇವಾಶ್ಚಕ್ರಿರೇ ಧರ್ಮಂ ಸ ಏವಾದ್ಯ ಸ ಉಷ್ವ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ಇನ್ಕೋಟೇಷನ್ ಇತಿ ಯದ್ವಾ ಏತೇ ಅಮುರ್ಹಿ ಅದ್ರಿಯಂತ ತದೇವಾಭ್ಯದ್ಯ ವಾಪ್ಯದ್ಯ ಕುರ್ವಂತಿ ತಸ್ಮಾದೇಕಮೇವ ವ್ರತಂ ಚರೇತ್ ಪ್ರಾಣ್ಯಾಚೈವ ಅಪಾನ್ಯಾಚ ನೇನ್ಮ ಪಾಪ್ಮ ಮೃತ್ಯು ಆಪ್ನವದಿತಿ ಯದ್ಯುಚರೇತ್ ಸಮಪಿ ಪೈಷೇತ್ ತೇನೋ ಏತಸ್ಯೈ ದೇವತಾಯೈ ಸಾಯುಜ್ಯಂ ಸಲೋಕತಾಂ ಜಯತಿ ಇತಿ ಪಂಚಮಂ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣಂ. ದಿಸ್ ಕನ್ಕ್ಲೂಡ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಫಿಫ್ತ್ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣಂ. Now, in similar pattern, we will have Adideva Prana Shreshtatvam and Adideva Prana Upasana, and as part of it, Adideva Vrata Mimamsa, all will be done. Only thing is what? In the place of Karanams, organs, replace it with Devatas. Instead of Vak, Chakshur, Srotra, Chakshur, Srotra Karanani, Vak, Chakshur, etc., Devatas will be replacing them. They all do their functions, and the prana at the samashti level is called Vayu, Vayu Devata. In fact, we call it Prana Vayu. Then here also, all Devatas, they get tired and overpowered by Mrityu and resolve at the time of cosmic pralaya. Whereas samashti prana devata Hiranyagarbha is not pervaded by Mrityu and continues. And therefore, all Devatas, they decided to have Yavratam. What is their vratam? They decided also that they should not identify with themselves individually and should take to the essential nature of Vayu Devata. Vayu Devata, Shankaracharya says, Parispandanam, vibration. That is the primary aspect of life, throbbing with life. So life means throbbing. So at Karana level also it throbs, assuming essential nature, and at Devata level also, they do Parispandanam, assuming the essential Pranavayu nature. This is the story part. So without going into word by word meaning of each Devata statement, what all we have to say is, they decided to assume the state of Samashti Prana. The Shloka says each Devata decided like that, but we will say it all together. There afterwards, they all attained immortality. How? During Pralaya. All Devatas exist in the form of Samashti Prana Hiranyagarbha. In the same way as during our sleep, all our organs are in Prana Rupa. So also, all Devatas exist in the form of Samashti Prana at the time of Pralaya. This is the last mantra. So being Brahmanopanishad, Brihadaranyakopanishad is called Brahmanopanishad, it quotes a mantra, Yatascha Udeti Suryaham, Astam Yatra Cha Gachati. It seems familiar to us because we have seen this, if anybody remembers, we have seen this mantra in Kathopanishad. But the second line is different from that mantra, and here, there, Tam Deva Sarve Arpitaha Tatu Nastyeti Kaschana. That is what is there in Kathopanishad, whereas here it is slightly different. Tam Devas Chakrire Dharmam Sa Evadya Savushva Shvaha. That is how the mantra is here. Only there's a difference. But the second line, there's a difference. And first line and second lines are not continuous. We should understand that. They are in different quotes if you look at the mantra. First quotation is first line of mantra and second quotation is second line of mantra. Upanishad is quoting some other mantra. And the essence of this mantra is all Devatas rise from and resolve in Samashti Prana, and they are essentially Prana. Whether they function or not, they throb with life. They may do some karmas or not, but they throb with life. And what the Upanishad says is, what happened long, long before is happening now also. All the organs are pranyascham, apanyascham. Breathing is not only done by prana and apana. All organs also breathe in and breathe out in motion. Due to parampara, all these cells in our body are throbbing with life in motion due to parampara. And if they don't throb, mrityuhu apnuvate, the prana sarupam in our life will go away. It is death. Then Yamadharmaraja will enter and kill. This is the Adideivata prana shreshtatvam. Adideiva vrata mimamsa And now the Adidevata Upasana Phala. So that we have to see now. So this should be practiced as Upasana. And what do we practice as Upasana? Samashti Prana alone is in the form of all Devatas. This is called Hiranyagarbha Upasana. This is Adidevata Prana Upasana. If one does this Upasana, Etasyai Devatayai Sayujyam Salokatam Jayati. One will attain Brahma Loka or Hiranyagarbha Padam. So to summarize the palam, Adhyatma Prana Upasana palam is, he will always be lively and will not get tired. And Adideva Prana Upasana palam is, he will attain Hiranyagarbha Padam. And he will be the activator of the whole universe. With this Prana Shreshtatvam topic and the Saptannam topic is also over. So we saw that 7 annams were introduced, and of those 3 annams were discussed: Adhyatma, Adibhuta, and Adideva. And while concluding, 1 annam was discussed, namely Pranaha. So with this, the Saptanna Brahmanam, the Panchamam Brahmanam, is also over. Then the next Brahmanam is called Ukta Brahmanam. Ukta Brahmanam. The word Ukta comes in this sloka itself. Now we enter into the last section of the first chapter, which is the concluding Upasamhara portion. And we saw the main subject matter is what? Adhyaropa, or superimposition of the world. That itself we divided into many groups as sadhana adhyaropa, world consisting of sadhanas, the means, and sadhya adhyaropa, the ends, and adhyaropa of jiva as karta, kartrutva adhyaropa, and in the Saptanna Brahmanam, jiva as bhokta, bhoktrutva adhyaropa. Thus we found that sadhana, sadhyam, kartrutvam, bhoktrutvam are all superimpositions, as they are to be negated later as unreal or mithya. Now the sixth Brahmanam condenses all these superimpositions and presents them briefly here. This is called Ukta Brahmanam. That word occurs in the mantra, as I said. And what the Upanishad points out is, all superimpositions, sadhana, sadhyams, karmas, they can be all reduced to 3 principles, namely nama, rupa, and karma. Or the whole the parpancha, the whole superimposition, that can be reduced into the name, form, and action. And not only the manifest Vyakrita Prapancha comes under that, even the Avyakrita Prapancha, the unmanifest universe, which is known as Maya, which is known as Prakriti, which is otherwise called Avyaktam. So the entire Vyakrita Prapancha, the manifest world consisting of sadhana and sadhyam, and the entire Avyakrita Prapancha, the unmanifest world, where the sadhana sadhya division is not evident, both Savikalpa Prapancham and Nirvikalpa Prapancham, both Karya Prapancham as well as Karana Prapancham, both Jagat as also the Maya, all are synonyms. So when I use all these words, please take note of that. So all can be put under this group of 3, namely Nama, Rupa, and Karma. Once these are negated, what is left out is what? Nama Rahitam, Rupa Rahitam, and Karma Rahitam, Atma Tattvam Aham. I am nameless, formless, functionless, karmaless. Thus, the Upanishad condenses everything into Nama, Rupa, and Karma. Later, the Upanishad condenses these 3 also into 1 entity called our own body. So, to repeat it, the whole universe is reduced to Nama, Rupa, Karma, which is reduced to our own Pinda. And that is the Adhyaropa. Pinda is individual existent body. The Upanishad condenses everything to individual body, because through the individual body alone, we experience and we talk about the totality. So we appreciate the macrocosm only through the microcosm. Minus the body, the Jagat Nama, Jagat Rupam, Jagat Karma, nothing will be there. Therefore, the 6th chapter is the condensed Adhyaropa. With this background, now let us enter the first mantra of the 6th chapter, mantra 1. Trayam va idam nama rupam karma tesham namnam vagityetat yesham mukthyam atohi sarvani namanim uttishtanti etadesham samam ఏతద్ది సర్వైర్నామభిహిం సమం ఏతదేషాం బ్రహ్మ ఏతద్ది సర్వాణి నామాని బిభర్తి. ఇదం సర్వం త్రయం, ది ఎంటైర్ యూనివర్స్ బోత్ అవ్యాకృతం వ్యాకృతం, ద అన్మానిఫెస్ట్ అండ్ మానిఫెస్ట్ యూనివర్స్, అండ్ విదిన్ ద మానిఫెస్ట్ యూనివర్స్ ఇట్స్ దర్ ఇస్ అ డివిజన్, సాధనం అండ్ సాధ్యం, విచ్ మీన్స్ ద మీన్స్ అండ్ ద ఎండ్స్. ది ఎంటైర్ యూనివర్స్ ఈజ్ రెడ్యూస్డ్ టు ఎ త్రయం, గ్రూప్ ఆఫ్ త్రీ కాల్డ్ నామ రూపం అండ్ కర్మ. దిస్ ఈజ్ సంక్షేప వాక్యం, ఏ స్టేట్మెంట్ లైక్ ఎ మ్యాక్సిమ్. ఇట్ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు బి ఎలాబరేటెడ్ లేటర్. ద ఉపనిషత్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ కమెంట్స్ అపాన్ దిస్ పోర్షన్ లేటర్. సో ఫస్ట్ నామ పార్ట్ ఇస్ టేకన్. ద హోల్ యూనివర్స్ ఈజ్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ నేమ్స్, నేమ్స్ నామాస్. ఇన్ఫ్యాక్ట్ వీ కెన్ థింక్ ఆఫ్ ఎనీ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఓన్లీ ఇన్ టర్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్స్ నేమ్. వీ కెన్ నెవర్ సెపరేట్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ అండ్ నేమ్. వాగర్తావివ సంపృక్తౌ వాగర్త ప్రతిపత్తయే. దర్ఫోర్ వీ కెన్ సే ది హోల్ వరల్డ్ కన్సిస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఇన్ఫైనైట్ నంబర్ ఆఫ్ నామ. అండ్ ఇఫ్ యూ వాంట్ టు కండెన్స్ ఆల్ ద నామాస్, వాట్ ఈస్ ద వన్ కండెన్స్డ్ ఫామ్? ద ఉపనిషత్ సేస్ తేషాం నామ్నం వాగ్ ఇచ్చే వాగ్ ఇది చే విత్ ఎత్తత్ వాగ్ ఇది ఎత్తత్. వాగ్ ఇస్ టేకన్ ఇన్ ఎ స్పెషల్ సెన్స్ హియర్. నార్మలీ వాక్ మీన్స్ ఆర్గన్ ఆఫ్ స్పీచ్. హియర్ వాక్ మీన్ సామాన్య శబ్ద ఆర్ సౌండ్ ఇన్ జనరల్, కామన్ మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ జామ్ సౌండ్. వాక్ ఈస్ ఆర్గన్ ఆఫ్ స్పీచ్, హియర్ వాక్ ఈస్ సామాన్య శబ్ద సౌండ్. అండ్ ఆల్ డిఫరెంట్ నేమ్స్ ఆర్ నథింగ్ బట్ ద శబ్ద మేడ్ బై అవర్ ఆర్గన్ ఆఫ్ స్పీచ్. రామ ఇస్ ఎ శబ్ద, సో అకారాంత పుల్లింగ రామ శబ్ద. అండ్ రమా, సో ఆకారాంత స్త్రీలింగ రమా శబ్ద. ఆల్ ఆర్ శబ్దాస్, ఆల్ నేమ్స్. దర్ఫోర్ సౌండ్ బికమ్స్ ది ఉపాదాన కారణం, మెటీరియల్ కాస్ దాట్ అలోన్ అపియర్స్ యాజ్ డిఫరెంట్ నేమ్స్. సో వన్ సామాన్య శబ్ద ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ వెన్ మాడిఫైడ్ డిఫరెంట్లీ ఫ్రమ్ వేరియస్ పొజిషన్స్ దే ఆల్ బికమ్ విశేష శబ్ద. ది విశేష నామాని కెనాట్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ సెపరేట్ ఫ్రమ్ సామాన్య శబ్ద. వితౌట్ సౌండ్ వీ కెనాట్ సే రామ. వాట్ ఈస్ కామన్ ఫ్యాక్టర్? ద సౌండ్. సో సామాన్య శబ్ద ద సౌండ్ ఇండికేటెడ్ బై వాక్. అండ్ ఆల్ ద వర్డ్స్ ఆర్ నామ అండ్ ఆల్ ది నామాస్ ఆర్ సౌండ్. సిన్స్ సౌండ్ ఈస్ ఉపాదాన కారణం అండ్ ఆల్ నేమ్స్ ఆర్ కార్యమ్స్ అండ్ ఆల్ విశేష నామాస్ ఆర్ బార్న్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ సామాన్య శబ్దం, ఇట్ ఈస్ గివెన్ ఏ న్యూ టైటిల్ ఉక్తం, ఉపాదాన కారణం, ద మెటీరియల్ కాస్. దస్ వాక్ ద సామాన్య శబ్ద ఈస్ ది ఉక్తం ఫర్ ఆల్ నామాస్. దర్ఫోర్ ఉపనిషత్ ఇట్సెల్ఫ్ సేస్ అతో హి సర్వాణి నామాని ఉత్తిష్టంతి. ఫ్రమ్ ది సామాన్య శబ్ద అలోన్ ఆల్ విశేష నామాస్ దే రైస్. దర్ఫోర్ సామాన్య శబ్ద ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ బై అనదర్ నేమ్ సామ. సామ మీన్స్ సామాన్య రూపేణ సర్వత్ర వర్తతే ఇది సామ. సో సమత్వాద్ సామ. వాట్ ఈస్ సమం? సామాన్య శబ్ద ఈజ్ సమం ఇన్ రామ, ఇన్ కృష్ణ, ఇన్ దేవి, ఇన్ ఆల్ నేమ్స్. దర్ఫోర్ దిస్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ బ్రహ్మ, పర్వేడింగ్ ఆల్ పర్టిక్యులర్ నేమ్స్. దస్ ద వాక్ ఇస్ ఉక్తం, ది సామాన్య శబ్ద ఇస్ సృష్టి కారణం, ఇట్ పర్వేడ్స్ ఆల్ విశేష నామాస్. అండ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ స్థితి కారణం ఆల్సో, సర్వాణి నామాని బిభర్తి, బిభర్తి రిఫర్స్ టు స్థితి కారణం. ఆల్ ది నేమ్స్ విల్ అల్టిమేట్లీ రిసాల్వ్ ఇన్ టు సామాన్య శబ్ద అలోన్. Therefore, nama is equal to samanya shabda. And what is the next one? Rupam. We will see in the next mantra, rupam. Mantra 2. Ata rupanam chakshuriti etadesha muktam atohi sarvani rupani uttishtanti etadesham samam etaddi sarvai rupaihi samam etadesham brahmam ఏతద్ది సర్వాణి రూపాణి బిభర్తి. అస్ ఇన్ ద కేస్ ఆఫ్ నేమ్ నామ, ద ఉపనిషత్ గివ్స్ అన్ ఎక్స్ప్లెనేషన్ ఇన్ ది కేస్ ఆఫ్ రూపం ఆల్సో. నామ ఈస్ ఈక్వల్ టు వాక్ ఈస్ ఈక్వల్ టు సామాన్య శబ్ద విసా. వరల్డ్ ఈస్ రెడ్యూస్ టు సామాన్య శబ్ద ఇన్ వన్ పార్ట్. ఇన్ఫ్యాక్ట్ ఇఫ్ యూ రిమూవ్ సామాన్య శబ్ద ఆల్ ది డిక్షనరీస్ విల్ డిసపియర్. our talks, books, future, all the future speech, our transactions will all become standstill if you remove vak, samanya shabda. So even animal world, including underwater, aquatic animals, they all communicate through samanya shabda alone. Remove samanya shabda, one third of universe will go away. And what is other, the other one, the third rupam? The Upanishad says, all rupams, varieties of forms, including all attributes, are based on chakshuhu. Here also we have to carefully note, chakshu does not mean eyes, but the samanya rupam. This samanya rupam alone is the upadana karanam, the basic karanam, from which all the vishesha rupas they come, in which all the vishesha rupas survive, and into which all the vishesha rupas resolve finally. Therefore, this samanya rupam is also called uktam, the name uktam. And samanya shabda is also uktam. During sleep also, the all sounds are resolved into samanya shabdam. They say omkara and all that. How do we know they are resolved into samanya form? They say it is resolved into akasha and all that. That's a different discussion. We don't have to go into that. I just only mentioned. And how do you know that they are resolved and not destroyed? Resolved means it becomes in potent form. Destroyed means completely gone. Again, vishesha shabda rise, and for them to rise, they all must exist in samanya rupa. If it is not in the form of samanya rupa, and if they are gone, then it will be asatkarya vada. From nothing, if vishesha shabda comes, it will be illogical. This is called asatkarya vada. From nothing, if something comes. So all the vishesha shabdas must come from the unmanifest form, called samanya shabda, like all vishesha furniture must exist in samanya wood. In same way, all vishesha namas exist in samanya namas, and vishesha rupas in samanya rupas. And not only it is called both uktam, it is all, both are called sama also, samatvad sama. Why? It is uniformly present in all vishesha rupam. It is also called the Brahma because it pervades all vishesha rupams. Samanya means general, vishesha means particular. So all particulars, they come from the general. Particulars are limited. General pervades all particulars, all particular items, vastu, whatever. Just as the entire United States pervades every particular state. Therefore, nama is vak, is equal to samanya shabda, and rupam is chakshuhum, equal to samanya rupam. So what is remaining is karma. That we will read in next mantra, mantra 3. Ata karmanam atma ityetat hesha muktam ato hi sarvani karmani uttishtanti etadesham samam etaddi sarvai karma bihi samam etadesham brahmam etaddi sarvani karmani vibhartim. Now comes karma. We cannot imagine the universe without nama, and even if we get rid of nama, we cannot imagine without rupam or attributes. And now comes the third quality, karma. World is nothing but a series of activities. Whether it is an individual, animal, plant, sun, moon, stars, whatever it is. All are active, doing their function. Humans are also nothing but a series of karma from birth to death. And we cannot imagine world without karma or function. And all the karmas or functions can be reduced to what? Atma. And the Upanishad says, immediate meaning of Atma is Shariram here. From Shariram, through implication, we take it as Samanyam Karma. Atma is equal to body, is equal to Samanyam Karma. Body is all the time active. And the Upanishad calls body to imply general action. Therefore, Karma is equal to Atma, is equal to Samanyam Karma. And earlier we say, Nama is equal to Vak, is equal to samanya shabda. Rupam is equal to chakshuhum, is equal to samanya rupam. And here, karma is equal to atma, is equal to samanyam karma. So we have to extend it to other things also. So all particular actions, they rise out of general action. సామాన్యం కర్మ, జనరల్ యాక్షన్ సామాన్య కర్మ, టాకింగ్, రన్నింగ్, స్పీకింగ్, ఈటింగ్, ఎనీథింగ్. సో ఆల్ ది విశేష కర్మాస్ ఆర్ బార్న్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ సామాన్య కర్మ, సస్టైన్డ్ బై సామాన్య కర్మ, అండ్ ఫైనలీ రిసాల్వ్ ఇన్ టు సామాన్య కర్మ. దర్ఫోర్ సామాన్య కర్మ గెట్స్ ద టైటిల్ ఉక్తం. సిన్స్ సామాన్య కర్మ ఈజ్ జనరల్, ఇట్ పర్వేడ్స్ ఆల్ విశేష కర్మ ఈక్వలీ, ఇట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ సామ సమత్వాద్ సమ సామ. ఫైనలీ ది వెరీ సేమ్ సామాన్య కర్మ ఈజ్ గివన్ అనదర్ టైటిల్ బ్రహ్మ, యాజ్ ఇట్ పర్వేడ్స్ ఆల్ ది పర్టిక్యులర్ యాక్షన్స్. దస్ ద హోల్ యూనివర్స్ ఇస్ నేమ్, ఫామ్ అండ్ ఫంక్షన్ ఆర్ సౌండ్, ఫామ్ అండ్ ఫంక్షన్, నథింగ్ ఎల్స్. ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ వెన్ ది సైంటిస్ట్ ట్రై టు అనలైజ్ ద యూనివర్స్, ఆల్ థింగ్స్ ఆర్ రెడ్యూస్డ్ టు మాలిక్యూల్స్, టు యాటమ్స్, టు సబ్ అటామిక్స్, అండ్ ఆర్ ఫర్దర్ రెడ్యూస్డ్ టు మూమెంట్స్, అండ్ ఆల్ ఆర్ మూమెంట్స్ ఓన్లీ. సో బయోగ్రఫీ ఆఫ్ ద బాడీ ఈజ్ ఎనర్జీ మూమెంట్ ఓన్లీ అల్టిమేట్లీ. నవ్ ది ఉపనిషత్ రెడ్యూసెస్ దీస్ త్రీ, నేమ్, ఫామ్ అండ్ ఫంక్షన్, ఆల్సో టు ఎ సింగిల్ ఎంటిటీ. అండ్ వాట్ ఈస్ దాట్ గివెన్ ఇన్ ద నెక్స్ట్ శ్లోక వి విల్ రీడ్. తదేతత్రయం సత్ ఏకమయం ఆత్మా ఆత్మో ఏక సన్నేతత్రయం తదేతదమృతం సత్యేన ఛన్నం ప్రాణో వా అమృతం నామరూపే సత్యం తాభ్యామయం ప్రాణఛన్న ఇది షష్టం బ్రాహ్మణం ఇది బృహదారణ్యకోపనిషది ప్రథమోధ్యాయ. Now the world has already been condensed into the three, namely nama, rupa and karma, name, form and function. Normally we say name and form, but Upanishad uniquely adds function also. It says nama rupa only, normally we say. It says part is nama rupa and karma also. Why part is karma also? A part. When we create a part, we have a function also in view. Different nama rupas are given to serve a particular function only. That is why even when you divide people in society, whether it is Chatur Varnyam or Chatur Ashramyam, that is also based on function. Now the Upanishad says, Etat Trayam, this Nama Rupa and Karma Trayam, even though it appears as three, it is Ekaha Ayam Atma. It is one alone, which is Ayam Atma. Atma here means body or Sharira, Pindaha. So Pindandam. So what we see outside is called the Brahmandam. And the whole Brahmandam is reduced first to Nama, Rupa, Karma and then to Pindandam. We saw in Tattva Bodha actually, Evam Pinda Brahmanda Yoho Aikyam Sambhutam in Tattva Bodha. So why this body is taken as representative of all? Because this body also cannot be separated from Nama, Rupa and Karma. Therefore, this body is Nama Rupa Karma in one unit. Experientially also, all other Nama Rupam Karma come to my life only through this body. That is why when I go to sleep and body is not functioning and resolved, not only it is resolved, all Nama Rupa and function of the world are also resolved. Therefore, I am Atma Evam Nama Rupam Karma. Incidentally, we should remember this also very well, because in Vedantic teaching, whenever we have to negate this world, often the Upanishad negates the world in the form of negation of the body only. For example, Mandukya Upanishad, Vishwam, Taijasam, Prajna, individual alone is negated. By that, Samashti, that is what? Vaishwanara, Hiranyagarbha and Ishwara is also negated. So what the Upanishad negates is the Sthula Sukshma Karana Shariram, and through that, the Upanishad negates the Sthula Sukshma Karana Prapancha. Similarly, in Taittiriya Upanishad also, Anyontara Atma Pranamayaha Manomayaha Vijnanamayaha Anandamayaha, all of them. So Pancha Kosha is negated by way of negating the individual koshas. The Upanishad negates the Samashti Prapancha. So all this is done based on one understanding, that individual is cosmos and cosmos is individual. microcosm is not different from macrocosm, and macrocosm is not different from microcosm. That is why if you have to solve any problem outside, don't try to solve outside problems, but always solve your inner problem. Therefore, if one problem is with the sthula prapancha, there is a big problem, the sthula prapancha. Now the sthula prapancha has a big problem. Solve the sthula sharira problem. Keep immunity in order. If you want to, if there's in the sthula prapancha in the grass universe, now in the world, we are having this COVID problem. And if you want to address this problem, you make sure your sthula shariram has enough immunity so that it won't be affected by this whatever virus or whatever. Similarly, lot of psychological problems also outside, don't attempt to correct there. Correct your mind. One can get even moral values out of this teaching. And what the essence is what? Microcosm and macrocosm are one and the same. It says, Ekaha, I am Atma. Atma ekaha san etatrayam bhavati. Body remaining as one gets divided into nama, rupam and karma. And therefore, the commentators, they write that this is a clue to give vairagyam, to get vairagyam also. Because body is adhyaropa, body represents sadhana, sadhya, prapancha, kartrutvam and bhoktrutvam. Therefore, one has to give up the body abhimana to gain moksha. You take care of the body, you have taken care of the world. You handle the body, you have handled the world. Evam vairagya siddhyartham evam uchyate. That's what they say. Actually, the last week, somehow, you know, at 9:30, I saw a few people signing off. I thought time is up and stopped the lecture. Actually, it is for 1.5 hours. So we are going to continue at 10 o'clock today. Not only that, the Upanishad adds up one more incidental topic here at the end. It says, this Nama Rupatmaka Shariram, including karma, gets a new name, Satyam. And behind this Shariram, there is Prana, which the Upanishad calls us as Amritam. So Satyam, body, and Amritam, Prana. So Prana represents Sukshma Shariram. Thus the Sthula Shariram in the form of Nama Rupa is called Satyam, and the Sukshma Shariram in the form of Prana is called Amritam. Not as absolute reality, but in Vyavaharika reality. We should understand. Satyam is not that absolute reality, Satyam. Satyam Jnana Manantam Brahmada, not that Satyam. The Upanishad does not give the reason, but we know the reason. Sukshma Shariram is called Amritam because even when the Sthula Shariram perishes, Sukshma Shariram survives. This we have seen. From Sukshma Shariram standpoint, we are all eternal, even without going through Atma. Even without Jnanam, we are all eternal. Sukshma Shariram survives the death of the body. And even during Pralayam, it survives in potential form so that it can come into next Janma and in next Srishti. When did it start? Anadi. And how long will it continue? Ananta. So only exception is what? Sukshma Shariram can go away only on attaining Moksha or Jnanam. Minus moksha or jnanam, sukshma shariram is eternal, and therefore it is called amritam. Thus, even without coming to Vedanta, one can get amritatvam just by owning up, I am the sukshma shariram. But what it does is, yeshaha amritaha satyena channaha. Tadedat amritam satyena channam. Pranova amritam nama rupe satyam tasma tabhyamayam pranachannaha. Pranova sukshma shariram amritam nama rupe stula shariram satyam and tabhyam ayam pranachannaha. By the nama rupa, prana is veiled, covered. Channaha means covered. That means stula shariram covers sukshma shariram. That means because of my abhimana, because of my identity, association to the sthula shariram, I am not even able to own up my sukshma shariram. If I own up sukshma shariram, I will not fear death. I need not go to atma at all.
If I take myself as Supra Shariram, Vasamsa Jirnani Yata Vihaya, Navani Grinati Naroparani, Tata Sharirani, Vihaya Jirnani, Anyani, Samyati, Navani Dehi. Thus another body will come. I am Supra Shariram. I will continue. Even during Pralaya. Thus the Stula Shariram obstructs or serves as an obstacle even to own up our own Sukshma Sharira. And so how much obstacle it will create to own up Atma, the Stula Sharira. Abhimanam will be so much. Hence the Stula Shariram is the greatest obstacle to gain Moksha. The visible Namarupa is the greatest obstacle. The visible I is the greatest obstacle. Aham. This physical I, the ego, is the greatest obstacle, and therefore even to own up Sukshma Shariram, to gain Atma Jnanam, Moksham, one should give up Abhimanam to Stula Shariram. Thus the last portion is Vairagya Siddhyartham, to get Vairagya. This portion is taught. So with this portion, the sixth Brahmana is also over. This is called Ukta Brahmana, and the topic is condensation of Adhyaropa, first into Namarupam Karma and then into the body. Therefore, the Apavada should start from here. With this, the first chapter and the sixth Brahmanam are both over. Now, before we go to the second chapter, as usual, we will summarize the first chapter. Okay, in the beginning of the Upanishad wants to teach Brahman by Adhyaropa Apavada method. We are now seeing the summary of this chapter. So Adhyaropa or superimposition, that is acceptance of the universe, that is Anatma Prapancha. Universe is Anatma Prapancha. The Upanishad indicates Anatma Prapancha is not Asat nor non-existent. It is Asat Vilakshanam. Later, the very same Upanishad negates Anatma Prapancham, and by that Upanishad points out Anatma Prapancham is not Sat and not really existent because it is negatable. Therefore, Upanishad proves Anatma Prapancha is not Sat and is Sad Vilakshanam. Through Adhyaropa, Asad Vilakshanatvam, and through Apavada, Sat Vilakshanam are shown. So acceptance shows world is not asat, and negation shows world is not sat. Sat means satya. Acceptance and negation show that the world is neither asat nor sat, and it is sadasat vilakshanam. From this Upanishad shows world is neither non-existent or not existent, and it comes under the category of seemingly existent. It is not non-existent, it is not existent, but it is seemingly existent, which we call it by a term, mithya. Thus, the Upanishad reveals Adhyaropa Apavadabhyam the Jagan Mithyatvam. It is a fact that a mithya vastu cannot exist without satya adhishtanam, substratum or support. Unreal cannot exist without the real support. Naturally, the question will be, if Upanishad reveals the Anatma Prapancha as Mithya, what should be its Adhishthana? Upanishad does not directly answer the question, but by a strategic silence. This is called the strategic silence, Mauna Vyakhyana. So Mauna Vyakhyana, Upanishad reveals the truth. If the whole Anatma Prapancha, that is the experienced world, is Mithya, and if a Satyam to be there, the Satyam can be only one, that is I, the experiencer. Through strategic silence, I am left out as Adhishtanam because Shruti never negates me, the experiencer. If I am also included in this Adhyaropa Apavada, and actually a particular list is given here, I will also be reduced to Mithya. Thus, the essential teaching of the Upanishad is Aham Satyam Jagan Mithya. That is, I am only real substratum, and universe comes within scope of all this as Mithya. Adhyaropa Apavada. Mayevam Sakalam Jatam Mayi Sarvam Pratishtitam Mayi Sarvam Layam Yati Tad Brahma Advayam Asmi Aham. This background we should have when we see the summary of the first chapter. ఆఫ్ దిస్ ది అధ్యారోప అండ్ అపవాద పోర్షన్ అధ్యారోప పోర్షన్ అకర్స్ ఇన్ ది ఫస్ట్ చాప్టర్ అండ్ అపవాద పోర్షన్ బిగిన్స్ ఇన్ ది సెకండ్ చాప్టర్ విచ్ వీ ఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు సీ నెక్స్ట్ అండ్ అధ్యారోప మీన్స్ వాట్ సూపర్ ఇంపొజిషన్ ద టెంపరీ అక్సెప్టెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద హోల్ యూనివర్స్ వీ కాల్ ఇట్ టెంపరీ అక్సెప్టెన్స్ బికాస్ ఇన్ అపవాద ఇట్ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు బి డిస్మిస్డ్ సో వరల్డ్ అక్సెప్టెన్స్ ఈస్ ద టాపిక్ ఆఫ్ ద ఫస్ట్ చాప్టర్ అండ్ ఫర్ దిస్ పర్పస్ ద ఉపనిషత్ డివైడ్స్ ద యూనివర్స్ ఇంటూ ఎ ఫ్యూ టాపిక్స్ అండ్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ ఆర్ అక్సెప్టెడ్ ఫర్ కన్వీనియన్స్ వీ డివైడెడ్ దెమ్ ఇంటూ సిక్స్ టాపిక్స్ వాట్ ఆర్ దోస్ సాధనాని ఆల్ సాధనాస్ ఇన్ కర్మ కర్మ ఉపాసన అండ్ దిస్ ఆర్ కాల్డ్ సాధన అధ్యారోప అక్సెప్టెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ సాధనాస్ దే కమ్ అండర్ వ్యాకృత ఆర్ మేనిఫెస్ట్ యూనివర్స్ దట్ ఇస్ నెంబర్ వన్ నెంబర్ టూ సాధ్యం ఆర్ ఫలం పుత్ర వెల్త్ ల్యాండ్ హెవెన్ ఆర్ ఈవెన్ బ్రహ్మలోక గుడ్ హెల్త్ ఆల్ కమ్ అండర్ అధ్యారోప ప్రపంచం వ్యాకృత ఆర్ మిథ్యా ప్రపంచ ఓన్లీ అండ్ ద థర్డ్ ఇస్ అవ్యాకృత ప్రపంచ సో సాధనం సాధ్యం ఇస్ ఓవర్ అండ్ థర్డ్ ఇస్ అవ్యాకృత ప్రపంచ అన్మానిఫెస్ట్ యూనివర్స్ బిఫోర్ సృష్టి అండ్ ఆఫ్టర్ ప్రళయం అండ్ ఫోర్ ఇస్ కర్తృత్వం డూవర్షిప్ విచ్ ఇస్ టెంపరీ అక్సెప్టెడ్ బై వేదాస్ బికాస్ లేటర్ దిస్ కర్తృత్వం ఈస్ నెగేటెడ్ అండ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఆల్సో సూపరింపొజిషన్ అండ్ నెంబర్ ఫైవ్ ఇస్ భోక్తృత్వం ఎంజాయర్షిప్ బీయింగ్ ద ఎక్స్పీరియన్సర్ ఆఫ్ కర్మ ఫలం ఆల్సో టెంపరీ అక్సెప్టెడ్ లేటర్ ఇట్ విల్ బి నెగేటెడ్ అస్ అకర్త అభోక్త బ్రహ్మ అస్మి అస్తి సో అండ్ ఫైవ్ సిక్స్త్ టాపిక్ ఇస్ ఆల్ దీస్ ఆర్ సమ్డ్ అప్ ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ నామ రూపం అండ్ కర్మ In fact, it is not separate thing, but all five put together. To put in a nutshell, the whole anatma prapancha is nothing but name, form and function. So all these six discussions are part of anatma prapancha adhyaropa. That is the subject of the first chapter. And with this background, now we will see the sections and the topics we discussed in chapter 1. Summary. There are six sections or brahmanas. And the first three deal with sadhanani, sadhanas. The first for brahmanam, if you remember, is Ashwamedha Brahmanam. Topic discussed is Ashwe Virat Virat Upasana. So, Virat meditation upon the horse used in Ashwamedha Yaga. So, Yaga Ashwe Virat Upasana. This comes under sadhana discussion only. And the second brahmanam is Agni Brahmanam. Topic was Agni Virat Upasana in the fire used in the in Ashwamedha Yaga Agnav Virat Upasana also under sadhana topic and the third brahmanam is Udgita Brahmanam here Hiranyagarbha Upasana endowed with great virtues guna visishta Hiranyagarbha Upasana upon prana which is in every living being prana So in a mantra, Hiranyagarbha or Prana is called Udgita. So Udgita Brahmanam it is called. For practical purposes, we can call it as Hiranyagarbha Brahmanam also. Thus the third Brahmanam, the three Brahmanams deal with three Upasanas, Ashve Virat Upasana, Agno Virat Upasana and Prane Hiranyagarbha Upasana. And all of them come under sadhana discussion. And in the fourth Brahmanam, Purusha Vita Brahmanam, we get the next three topics. First, Hiranyagarbha is glorified as a great sadhyam, Upasana phalam, which is Prajapati status. And Prajapati is glorified in this Brahmanam as a great creator. He gets divided into two, one as Manu and another is Shatarupa. And from this pair alone, all pairs of living beings come. And after talking about the Hiranyagarbha's glory, In this section itself, later, the Avyakritam topic is also discussed. That is, before Srishti, everything was not non-existent, but they were all in unmanifest form. Avyakta form or Avyakrita form. This also comes in the fourth Brahmanam, Sadhya Avyakrita Adhyaropa. And in the same section, Srishti topic is continued. Creation of Chatur Varnyam, all the four Varnas was discussed in the Devaloka. So Deva Brahmana, Deva Kshatriya, Deva Vaishya and Deva Shudras. And then Chatur Varnyam in Manushyaloka was discussed. And as part of this discussion, Jiva's Kartrutvam was also discussed. Jiva has to do a lot of karma. If you remember, feeding even right from an ant. It was given there. Take care of trees, pitrus, devas, all that. So he is a karta and has to please all and was given the title Lokaha. He being the object of enjoyment for the whole world. And when Jiva becomes a karta, becomes an object of enjoyment, one who serves the whole world, devas enjoy me because I do so many yagas, I give oblations. Pitrus enjoy me because I do tarpana, shraddhas and all that. Animals enjoy me since I feed them. Of course, family enjoys me because I earn and feed them. Thus, as a karta, I become a bhogyavastu for the whole world. This is kartrutva adhyaropa. Thus, the fourth is the important brahmana where sadhyam Hiranyagarbha was discussed. And avyakritam, that is unmanifest universe, and jiva's kartrutvam, the kartrutva adhyaropa. And the fifth is the saptanna brahmanam, revealed jiva's bhoktrutvam. Not only jiva is karta, jiva is also a bhokta. When he enjoys world, this is bhoktrutva adhyaropa. And in the fourth brahmana, world enjoyed me as bhogyavastu, and I serve the world. And in the fifth brahmana, I enjoy the world as the bhokta, world serves me. The table is turned. And in the sixth brahmanam, ukta brahmanam, the whole adhyaropa is summed up in the form of nama, rupa, karma, adhyaropa. Whole universe is name, form and function. Sadhanas, sadhyam, avyakritam, kartrutvam, bhoktrutvam, all reducible to nama, rupa and karma. Which is further reduced to what? Sharira, body. So in one stroke, the whole universe was reduced to the body. If you know how to handle your anatma, your body, your shariram, you can handle the whole anatma prapancha properly. Thus, six topics were taken for superimposition in the first chapter. Superimposition means adhyaropa. And incidentally again, we have to note another important discussion also was there, which was initiated in the first chapter, which will have a bearing on the whole Upanishad. And what are the two important topics taken for discussion? One is called Vidya Sutram, knowledge in a nutshell, sutra. And two is Avidya Sutram, ignorance in a nutshell. And Vidya Sutram is the famous statement, what? Atma iti eva upasita, which occurs in the fourth section of the seventh mantra of the first chapter. The fourth brahmana is very important because there are a lot of important mantras are there. We are going to see that. This is explained in the entire Upanishad. And another important statement called Avidyastu Sutram is the famous statement Anyaha Sau Anyaha Aham Iti Yaha Upaste Sahana Veda. Actually, these two mantras I mentioned to you, at least these two mantras should be known. One who worships the Lord as different from himself, oneself, he is ignorant. Anyosau. He is different. And anyoham, I am different. Iti yaha upaste, one who does this upasana, God and me are different. Saha na veda, he does not know. This is called avidya sutram. Does not means he is ignorant. And this occurs in the fourth brahmana, 10th mantra, 1410, in section 4. Then the Upanishad elaborates avidya sutra in the form of kartrutvam, bhoktrutvam in the 5th and the 6th brahmana. Whereas Vidya Sutram is still to be explained. And this gives us the lead to the following portions. This is another parallel stream for understanding later chapters. Because Vidya Sutram has to be continued as development from the first chapter. Next we will see the important Bhashya Vicharas that happened in the first chapter. Because there are several Bhashyams we discussed. We saw all of them. Which will help in later study. And we had about 7 elaborate discussions from Shankara's Bhashyam. They are pillars of Advaitic teachings. The first discussion is called Sambandha Bhashyam. If you remember all that, we went through all the thing. Which we saw in the introduction to the first Brahmanam, enquiry into the Karma Kanda and Jnana Kanda portions. And that's Sambandha. And the second discussion was Ghata Bhashyam, an enquiry into the Karya Karana Vada, the theory of creation. Word Ghata occurs many times in this section, so it is called Ghata Bhashya. Otherwise, Karana Karya or Srishti Vada Bhashya. And this occurs in the first mantra of the second Brahmanam. The mantra says, nothing was there before Srishti. And this statement required an elaboration in the form of Ghatabhashyam, because it is not acceptable to us. Shankaracharya says that nothing does not mean nothing, but nothing means something. Something is called nothing because it is unmanifest. Shankaracharya establishes dismissing Buddhist and the Tarkika people in Ghatabhashyam. Then in the third Brahmanam, first chapter, we got Pramana Bhashyam, another important discussion, which Vedic statements are to be taken as Pramanam seriously and which are to be taken figuratively. Arthavada as just Arthavada. So this discussion comes because in this Brahmanam, Hiranyagarbha is glorified through many titles. Vishuddhatvam, Dhurnamatvam, Mrityu Atitatvam, all these things. Just only refreshing. And it was discussed that they are the titles to be taken as just as glorification or not. Is it just a figurative glorification or to be taken factually? How to determine that? How to fit facts from fiction? This Arthavada, fictitious glorification, is discussed here. And what is Pramanam is clearly established. That is another important Mimamsa topic, which we call it as Pramana Bhashyam. So in the fourth Brahmana, a very important Brahmana, we get three big discussions actually. One is Pravesa Bhashyam in seventh mantra. The Upanishad says Brahman created the world and entered Anupravesha Shruti, if you remember. How does Brahman enter creation and what is entry, all that? Entry is what? As though entry. It is not real entry, physical entry. As though entry, not to be literally taken. It is Brahman's availability in Jiva is called entry. Brahman obtains in Jiva as Sakshi, the witness. That is the gist of Pravesa Bhashyam. And in the seventh mantra itself, we get another big discussion. Vidya Sutra Bhashyam, and the essence of Brahman should be recognized as I alone. There is no other way of recognizing Brahman or Brahman. Atma iti eva upasita. That is the Vidya Sutra mantra. Then in the tenth mantra, third discussion is Mahavakya Bhashyam, where the famous statement comes, Aham Brahma Asmi. Brahma va idamagra asit tadatma tadatmana meva veta. Aham Brahmasmiti Tasmat Tat Sarvam Abhavate. Very important mantra where this is disclosed. This Aham Brahma Asmi, Jivatma Paramatma Aikyam, was elaborately discussed. All different interpretations they got negated and it was established again. And in the 10th mantra, we get one more discussion. The four discussions occur in the 4th Brahmanam itself. Here Acharya establishes what? Because that is why the fourth Brahmanam is very, very important. So here this Aham Brahma Asmi. So in this particular thing, Acharya he establishes, after self-knowledge, jnanam, no obstructions can be there for moksha. The devatas, navagrahas, prarabdha, family, they can influence only anatma. They can obstruct in getting knowledge, self-knowledge, jnanam. After gaining knowledge, none can stop moksha. Jnana anantaram pratibandaha nasanti. This is the fourth and final discussion occurring in the fourth Brahmanam. As we saw, one discussion each in the first, second and third Brahmanam and four in the fourth Brahmanam. So 3 + 4 = 7 important Bhashya portions occur in this chapter. And in the 5th and the 6th Brahmanams, there is no discussions, important discussions come. Finally, we will just refer to only some important mantras occurring in the first chapter. In the first two Brahmanams, we don't find much important mantras at all. First one occurs in the 3rd Brahmanam, 28th mantra, if you remember, which is the famous mantra, Asatoma Sadgamayam Tamasoma Jyotirgamayam Mrityorma Amritam Gamayam. So the peculiarity here is what? This mantra is coming not as part of jnanam. The third Brahmana deals with Hiranyagarbha Upasana. As part of Upasana, the Upasaka is supposed to repeat this japa. And it is technically called, this is Abhyaroha. Japa Avritti Mantra. Japa has to be done so many times. But we have taken it for jnanam portion. It is not occurring in jnanam portion though. Then the next important mantra occurs in the fourth brahmana is part of this part of second mantra. Dvitiya dvai bhayam bhavati. Part of the second mantra it is. There will be fear as long as there is duality. Dvitiya dvai bhayam bhavati. All these are important to show that Advaitam is not Shankaracharya's philosophy. Lot of people attribute Advaitam to Shankaracharya. But it is a teaching of the Upanishad itself that says Dvitiyam causes samsara. So what should come for moksha? Naturally, Advitiyam has to come. Advitiyatvayam abhayam bhavati. Thus this abhayam will come. Thus this is an often quoted mantra by Acharya. And the next mantra, it's a big mantra where many important topics, the seventh mantra, many important topics come. Srishti, Pravesha, Vidya Sutram, they all come in this mantra. And the eighth mantra points out that Atma is the dearest to all people. Tadetat putrat preyaha, vittat preyaha, sarvat preyaha. So it is sreshtaha than everyone. So self-love alone is universal and it is instinctive. Nobody can love anything else. So if universal love has to come, only way is converting self-love into universal self. Self to universal self. If self includes whole universe, self-love will become the universal love. This is a very important idea which we don't find in any other Upanishad we saw earlier. And the next one is the 10th mantra. Another very important big mantra comes. In this alone, the Mahavakyam Aham Brahma Asmi and Avidya Sutram occurs. If you remember Avidya Sutram, Anyosau Anyoham Asmiti Yaha Upaste Sahana Veda. Also in the 16th mantra of the 4th Brahmanam, another important information is given. Namely, Pancha Maha Yajnas. In Shastras, every Ajnani person is considered to be a Rini, indebted person. As long as he continues to be Ajnani and Rini, Shastra says he should remain in Vaidika Karma and perform his duty in the form of service to all beings. Therefore, he becomes a Pashu meant for service, serving all people, including Devas. A list of what all he has to serve is given. Only through Jnanam he can escape this punishment or he has to do a series of sacrifices to remove this Rina. Jaya Mano Havai Brahmanaha Tribhir Rinavan Jayate. So in the mantra we saw this line. As an aside, there is an aside topic also. It is generally considered that Pancha Maha Yajnas, namely Deva Yajna, Brahma Yajna, Pitri Yajna, Manushya Yajna, Bhuta Yajna, they are enumerated in the Manusmriti and the other Smriti Granthas. However, in the Taittiriya Aranyakam, in the second chapter, the 10th canto, this elaborately gives this particular thing. Actually, I meant to say this during that discussion, but I forgot. That's why I just only read this mantra here. This is occurring in the second Aranyakam, the 10th mantra. Panchava yete magai maha yajna satati pradayante satati santishtante deva yajna pitri yajna bhuta yajna manushya yajna brahma yajna iti yad agnau juhotyapi samidham tad deva yajna santishtate yad pitribhya svadakaroti apyapastat pitri yajna santishtate yad bhute bhyo baligum harati tad bhuta yajna santishtate yad brahamane bhyo nandadati tan manushya yajna santishtate yad svadhyaya madiyetai kam apyurutam yajussamavam tad brahma yajna santishtate. So five mantras in the 4th brahmanam. This is mantra which gives in the Shruti itself talks about the five pancha mahayagyas. So five mantras in the 4th brahmanam and in the 5th brahmanam, 16th mantra is worth noting. Here alone the sadhana and sadhyam are divided. Putrena ayam lokaha, karmana pitru lokaha, vidyaya deva lokaha. Through sun one can get manushya loka, through karma swarga loka, and through upasana one gets brahma loka. This is important to establish sannyasa later as per Acharya. We will see it at that time. So this mantra is a sannyasa supporting mantra. And so Acharya quotes it often. Finally, in the sixth and the last Brahmanam, in the first mantra, the world is defined as Nama Rupam Karma, Trayam Vam Idam Nama Rupam Karma. Here, whole world is nothing but Nama, Rupa and function. These are all major important mantras in this chapter. This is in short is the first chapter. Now, in the second adhyaya, we will see the Apavada and Vidya Sutra Vyakhyana, which we left. We are going to see at that time. So we will stop here today. Yo veda dau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitah tasya prakriti leenasya yah parasamaheshwarah. Sri Krishna Namaste Narayana.